This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Lady Owls Basketball on WESV Sports. We are back at the Owls Nest tonight for our second Lady Owls game in a row. We were just here on Wednesday for the girls matchup against Dubois, which, of course, if you were here, you recall, ended in a 37-23 loss for Bradford. Dubois, a very deep team, and they ran a very nice full court press on the Lady Owls the whole time. I'm your voice, the Owls, Jimmy Keltz, broadcasting live from the Owls Nest. My sound engineer producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. And again, the Lady Owls tonight will be hosting Punxsutawney. The Lady Chucks come in having a heck of a season. They are currently 8-2 overall and undefeated in division play. Haven't played a lot of interdivision teams. It was listed at 2-0, might be closer to 3 or 4, but yeah, a very winning team comes into town here, this Punxsy team. Now they do have a couple of blowouts under their belt. But they are most recently, Wednesday, when the Lady Owls were doing battle with Dubois, they were locked up with St. Mary's at home and came away with a tough 3-point win. It was only 39-36 was the win for Punxsy on Wednesday night. So, again, crazy season. Not only are there, injuries just like there is any other year, but you got to deal with, is somebody out in quarantine? Is somebody out with an illness, a non-COVID illness, and all of that stuff? If one person is gone, what's the contact tracing do? I have no idea if they have dealt with any of that this season. I just see one particularly close game on the schedule, and we don't know exactly what that St. Mary's team looks like either. So maybe it was just a tough defensive grinded out game, highly possible. But a 39-36 win over St. Mary's on Wednesday night for Punxsutawney, and Punxsutawney doesn't look quite as deep as that Dubois team that Bradford just faced, but they do have a lot of high impact players. So they have considerably less girls on the bench. Looking off the top of my head here, it looks like they have at least 3 less players, maybe more so than that, but maybe 4 less players. But the girls that they do have are ballers. I mean, we've got one of the starting guards, a junior, Chloe Presloyd. She is typically the points leader, a scoring, either a shooting guard. She can play the point if she wants. But Chloe Presloyd, in that win over St. Mary's, had 12 points. She had 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists, and 1 block. So just an all over the place, a hustler. She's got a nice quick shot, so it's hard to defend. She can get that shot up quickly and before you have a chance to elevate and get a hand into her face. We also have Danielle Greibel. Danielle Greibel also scored 12 points. She scored 5 of them in the fourth. So when the game was on the line, she was kind of that clutch player that that they were feeding the ball to and trying to keep that lead. They ended up having to rally back. So that 3-point win was actually, they were down by 1 entering the fourth quarter. And then we have Kirsten Riley, another player on the Lady Chucks. She had 6 assists, 4 rebounds and 5 steals in that game. So a lot of good players on this team, and the Lady Owls are going to have to figure out exactly what their matchups are going to be. Last time we saw them come out in a 2-3 zone, see if they do the same. And they're going to have to, if they do that, get out on the perimeter quickly and stop these shooters, Presloyd and Griebel, from getting these shots off. The Lady Owls, again, when they played Dubois on Wednesday, a much closer, more competitive game than the final score would show. They kind of got outplayed in the second and third quarters, but the first and fourth, it was an absolute battle, and they actually won that fourth quarter. They were winning it 8-2 at one point, and then there was a final shot in the last 30 seconds that made it 8-4. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll come back and look at our starting lineups. And we'll have tip-off for Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports at the Owl's Nest, where Bradford is set to face, to host Pungsey tonight. And we'll go over our starting lineups real quick before we can get to tip-off. Starting for your, or for the Punxsutawney Lady Chucks. We'll do the visiting team first, and then we'll go to your Lady Owls. Punxsutawney starting number one at junior, the guard, Chloe Presloyd. We mentioned her, great shooter, junior, quick shot. Starting number 10 at guard, the sophomore, Danielle Griebel. Mentioned her as well. Starting at number 14, the forward, senior Kirsten Riley. Kind of a facilitator there. Six assists, four rebounds, five steals. Starting at forward, number 20, the senior Maeve Hanley. And starting at guard, the senior number 30, Amy Poole. She actually had a season high 6 points against St. Mary's the other night. And for your Bradford Lady Owls, starting at guard, the junior, number 3, Alana Benson. Also at guard, the senior, number 5, Riley Close. A tall guard, can play a little bit down low. At forward, starting number 14, the sophomore, Kaylee Dixon. Starting at guard, number 21, the junior, Abby Schleicher. And starting at guard, number 22, the junior, Carly Pershini. So again, pointed this out before, but a young Lady Owls team. Only one senior in the starting line. Most of these players are going to be returning starters next year. And Kaylee Dixon will be a returning starter as a junior. Second-year starter as a junior. So, against here's the tip, and Punxsutawney has control. Here's Presloyd, shoots it over to Poole. Poole on the right side, back up to Presloyd up top. And one more to Greibel. And a pass into the corner. They swing back around. Presloyd for three, off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and Lady Owls basketball. And Abby Schleicher will inbound to Alana Benson. Immediately, Punxsutawney comes out in a full-court trap. They break it to Riley Close. Layup high off the glass, and it's no good. Presloyd with the rebound. Pushing. And Greibel's going to go up for the layup. It's no good. And that's out of bounds as well. That's going to stay, though, Punxsy basketball. Here's Greibel with the inbound. She finds Presloyd. Pass up to the center. Back to Presloyd on the right. Cross-court to Greibel. Greibel now going to put the ball down, dribble inside, kick it back out. And the Lady Owls again in a 2-3 zone. It's Benson and Pershini up top. Dixon down low in the middle. And Schleicher and Close on the sides. And bad shot for Punxsutawney. Bradford gets the rebound, and Benson's coming down the other way. Now against Dubois, it was Dixon working down low. A left side goes up for the shots. No good. Can't get her own rebound. And here comes Punxsutawney. So might run a transition here. Nope, picks it up and slows it down. Probably a good call. Didn't really have the numbers to run a fast break. Greibel almost loses the ball. Or Poole. Actually, Poole kind of loses it, goes right out of bounds, and that's a turnover. Bradford Lady Owls will take over. Still 0-0, 6:23 left in the first quarter. So just on Wednesday night, almost all of the production came from Benson and Dixon. 11 points apiece, and then just one from Abby Schleicher. They're going to really need Pershini. Takes a long two. It's no good. Riley Close gathers the rebound. Pershini for three, and that one's short. Now Punksy coming back down the other way. Here comes Greibel, right side, trying to pass a bounce pass across the baseline to Kirsten Riley. And Bradford boots it out of bounds. So Punksy will inbound with 6 minutes to go. Here's a kick out. Pump fake on the three, takes the three off the mark, and Riley Close with the rebound. So with Benson and Dixon really being the only two contributors, that's good. They need to have those high point totals. And there's a turnover on the Lady Owls. Or a timeout, rather. Attacks in timeout. I thought the ref was signaling a turnover. He was signaling a timeout. We'll see if it's a half timeout. So we'll take a tax in timeout as well. It's still 0-0 here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back here for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Tied 0-0, 5:40 left in the first quarter. Here's the inbound, Pershini to Benson. Benson driving baseline. Draw some contact there on the layup, and she'll go to the line for two. Again, going to be important for Benson and Dixon to both have these high output games, 11 points apiece in the last game, but they really need a third contributor. The first shot for Benson. It's up and in. And the Owls take an early lead, 1-0, with 5:35 left in the first. Second shot hits the back of the rim, bounces long. And Greibel will bring it up for Punksy. Hits Presloyd back to Greibel. She sets up for three, and that's in. So as soon as the Owls get on the board, Danielle Greibel fires right back and puts Punksy up 3-1. Tipped pass out of bounds. Lady Owls trying to break through that full court trap. Pass is tipped out of bounds by Punksy. Here's a beautiful pass down low from Schleicher to Dixon, but it just hits off Dixon's fingertips and goes out of bounds. Great look, though, as just kind of lobbed it up over the defenders. And Bradford will come back up to set up on defense. Presloyd. Crosscourt pass down low, working from the low block out to the elbow, and now a long two, and that's good for Kirsten Riley. So it's 5-1 now with 4:50 yet to play. Schleicher looking to break through the trap. She does. Pershini to Benson. Pump fake, step back, three pointers on, but long, and bounces out. So here comes Punksy down the other way. Turn around, left-handed layup, no good. Going to go out of bounds on the Lady Chucks, and it'll be Bradford ball. So we're at 5-1, 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Punksy still in the full court trap. Pershini to Schleicher in the middle. Schleicher's going to drive it up a ways, pass it to Benson. They get it over half court. Benson working, and now they can set up their offense from the top of the key. Benson going to keep it, drive left side, loses it, and it goes out of bounds on Punksy. Benson again, really coming into her own here after a year with Hannah Larry as kind of the star of the team. And now Benson trying to fill into that role. And the pass is tipped out of bounds, goes right into the hands of Benson right after she inbounded it, and it'll be out of bounds on Bradford. So Punksy takes over inside of 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Press Lloyd, wings it over to Griebel. Griebel cross court, back up to Press Lloyd. And we've got a turnover here on Punksy.
I believe it was a maybe somebody spending a little too long in the paint.
Bradford breaks the full court trap. Benson dribbling out, looking at a double team. Pershini is able to grab the loose ball before Punksy can take off with it. Now here comes Close, dribbling down right side. Bounce pass to Dixon. Pump fake. Dixon out to Benson, who sets up for three. And that's good. Alana Benson makes it a one-point game. It's 5-4 with 3:19 left in the first quarter. Punksy, Press Lloyd brings it up. And Pershini going in for the steal, and she forces the jump ball. It's going to be Bradford possession. It'll flip the possession arrow back to Punksy as they won the tip. And Coach Carlson, I believe, Mike Carlson of Punksy, would like a timeout. So we'll take a tax-in timeout right along with them. 3:09 left in the first quarter. 5-4, Punksy leads. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of the tax-in timeout, Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Bradford inbounds to Alana Benson. See if Coach Richards was able to draw anything up for the Lady Owls during the Punksy timeout. Here comes Pershini down the left side. Runs into double coverage, has to dribble it back out. Now going to hand it off to Benson, but the ball is smacked out of bounds by Samantha Griebel. I suppose the younger sister of Danielle. Here's Benson for three again. This one's long. Punksy tracking down the rebound. Hands it off to Press Lloyd for the outlet. Press Lloyd gets over half court. Bradford sets up in the 2-3 zone. Press Lloyd dribbles it in. They kick it over to the corner. It's Emily McMahon. Kicked it back out to Press Lloyd. Head fake. Driving in left side. In a little bit of trouble here, has to get rid of it, and she goes over the head of Punksy. And thought that wasn't over and back. Apparently not. They went into the backcourt there. Press Lloyd splits the defenders, puts up a tough layup, doesn't go, but she gets her own rebound. Back outside here. Over to Samantha Griebel, who sets up for three, and she sinks it. It's 8-4 inside of 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Schleicher gets across half court. And a reach-in foul, I believe. Yeah, reach-in foul is called on Avery Powell. Her first team, second. Pershini is going to come out of the game for Mackenzie Taylor. The rest of the starters still in. Kaylee Dixon gets the inbound. Benson is cutting. Takes the pass. Defender's out of position. And Benson draws a foul there. So that one is going to be on Danielle Griebel. It's her second, team third, and Press Lloyd's going to have to check back in. She just came out. So Benson is going to work to the left side, hands it off to Schleicher. Schleicher goes middle, picks up her dribble, looking down low. Wow. She passes inside to Taylor. Taylor wasn't looking. She looked up right as the ball was about 2 feet from her head. Gathers the pass, turns around, puts up a shot, and is fouled. Shot doesn't fall, but she'll take two from the free throw line. That foul is on Powell. So that's her second, team fourth now. Taylor's first shot is up and no good. She'll get one more. So both Powell and Griebel will come out. Second shot is in for Taylor. And we've got a three-point game, 8-5 with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. Lady Owls battling here. Press Lloyd back in the game as she had just come out but had to come in after the Lady Chucks got into some foul trouble. Press Lloyd on the baseline. Kicks it right back out. Griebel driving in. Layup no good. Schleicher with the rebound. Schleicher will bring it up for the Lady Owls. Gets across half court. Tries to give it to Benson. Goes out of bounds, but it's tipped by the Lady Chucks. And we've got another Punxsy substitution. It's Emily Dobbins coming in for Samantha Griebel. Schleicher will inbound looking for Close. Close gathers just inside of the half court line. And here's a steal. Punxsy trying to go coast to coast, but Schleicher with good defense in the transition. However, Kirsten Riley's able to gather it somehow after Schleicher nearly had a steal. Turns around, puts in the layup, and it's 10-5 with 40 seconds in the first quarter. Benson brings it up for Bradford. Over to Dixon, head fake, driving, left side, layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, and now we've got Punxsy coming down the other way. A little bit of a half spin move, kicks it out for three, it's up short, and Kaylee Dixon with the rebound. Outlet pass to Close, 22 seconds on the clock now, Close to Pershini. Pershini working on the right side, and she'll take it and give to Taylor. And looks like McMahon forces a jump ball. So Bradford will inbound Schleicher into Dixon. And smacked right back out of bounds by Punxsy again. So another inbound, 9.8 to go now in the first quarter. 10-5, Punxsy leads. Schleicher will inbound. Still Mackenzie Taylor, Riley Close, Solana Benson, Abby Schleicher, and Kaylee Dixon. Pass is tipped and stolen. 6 seconds now over the half court line. 4 seconds, handed off to Presloyd. Gets inside the three, 1 second, loses it, and can't get a shot off as Riley Close comes away with a steal in the final second. So it is 10-5. Punxsy leads after the first frame. And but Bradford really doing well here against an 8-2 team. We'll see if they can carry this success and maybe pull back into the lead. A couple more three-pointers would do the trick. 10-5, Punxsy leads. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Just entering the second quarter of play here. It's 10-5, Punxsy leads. It was a pretty good quarter for both teams. A couple of turnovers. Punxsy actually turned over the ball quite a few times. They were able to create some steals as well, though. They will start possession with... they will start with possession in the second quarter. Benson digs for a steal. Can't get it. They pass inside, and Dixon gets a steal. So outlet pass to Schleicher. And Lady Owls start off the second quarter the same way they ended the first, with a steal. And then pass inside for Schleicher is stolen right back by Punxsy. Now we've got Presloyd over the half-court line. Passes it off to Poole, and Poole over to Dobbins. Back to Presloyd on the left-side corner. Dobbins shifts, gives it right back. Cross-court pass to Poole. Poole looking. Presloyd working off the bar. Ball baseline. And Riley Close reads the pass, gets the steal, pops out of the 2-3 zone, and draws a foul. So Riley Close just sees that pass coming. Got there in time, gets the steal. Punxsy scrambling, trying to get the ball back, and they end up fouling. It's the first foul on Dobbins, team fifth. Benson inbounds quickly to Dixon. Dixon loses it. And Presloyd steals it right back before Punxsy is able to get anywhere with it. Schleicher looking left, right, drives left. Goes inside, going to kick it out, but the pass goes errant. And Benson's going to have to track it down, and it's an over and back. So a couple of nice sequences there, but ends up in a turnover by the Lady Owls. 10-5 with 6:50 left in the first half. Presloyd
Passes into the corner, gets it right back. Now bounce pass across court to Griebel. Now into Poole in the corner. No good. Shot is long. Presloyd gets the rebound at the elbow. She drives inside, puts up the right-handed layup, finishes, and is fouled. So Presloyd, tough competitor, gets the a chance at a three-point play. The foul is on Schleicher, her first team first. So just the Owls, Lady Owls' first penalty of the half here. Presloyd misses the free throw, but gets her own rebound. And here comes another layup on the right side. This one is good for Kirsten Riley, her sixth point of the game. So Presloyd misses the shot. Nobody boxes out. She gets her own rebound, and that creates a second chance opportunity for Punxsie. They cash in. It's 14-5 with 6:15 left in the half. Benson driving left side. She's blocked. Presloyd with the steal. Pushing, cross-court pass all the way downtown. Layup's no good. Lady Owls try to tip the rebound, and it goes right into the hands of Punxsie, and trying to pass it down low into the paint, it goes out of bounds. So Bradford will take over with 6:02 left, down by 9, 14-5, in need of a basket here. Haven't scored yet in this quarter. Inbounds is almost stolen, but Dixon comes in and takes a hold of it. She gives it to Benson. Benson going to work, going to take the middle. And she'll draw Presloyd as a defender. Get a high screen from Pershini. They'll switch. She'll hand it off to Schleicher. Schleicher goes from left to right. Gives it to Close. Close driving in. Almost loses it. Is able to gather it. But is in need of some trouble here. She's got to dribble right back out to the perimeter. Bounce pass to Benson. Benson wanted to drive left side, but Close was still there. Dixon on a nice roll. Benson feeds her. And Dixon draws the foul. So she'll go to the line for two. So Benson, with a really nice pass there, just saw the lane. Dixon hadn't even really taken off yet. She saw the lane and forced her to the pass. Dixon's first shot is up and in. So the Owls, Bradford has their first points of the second quarter. 8-point game, 14-6. And the second shot is good as well. So 2 for 2 from the line is Kaylee Dixon, and it's 14-7 with 5:20 to play. Griebel and Presley go back and forth. Now pass inside, kicked out for three, and that's good. A three-pointer by Emily McMahon, and it's 17-7. A 10-point lead, largest of the night for the Lady Chucks. There's a pass inside intended for Benson, stolen. And Benson also fouls on the play. So her first, team second. Punxsie will inbound with inside of 5 minutes to go in the first half. 10-point game. Punxsie leads 17-7. Here comes Griebel, gives it to Presloyd. Back to Griebel, back to Presloyd. Right side, drives in, kicks it out to the corner. Cross-court pass, Riley Close almost gets the steal, but can't quite get it. Instead, Kaylee Dixon gets a beautiful block. And now the outlet pass goes to Close. Close driving. Tries to give it to Benson, but it goes right into the hands of Presloyd. Presloyd coming down the other way. Left-handed layup is good with the finish. Coast to coast goes Chloe Presloyd. And now it's 19-7. So we have a foul on Avery Powell. Oh, it was a delay of game. Warning on a technical. For Powell. And she immediately gets the steal, but while she's trying to pass it inside, Pershini steals it back. Wow. So that goes out of bounds. It's going to stay Bradford ball. Inbound to Pershini. Pershini looking, going to drive right side. Pershini going all the way in. Layup is too hard. No foul. And we've got Presloyd coming down the other way. 4:05 to go. 19-7. Pass outside for three, and that's off the mark. Dixon with the rebound. And a timeout for the Lady Owls. A Texan timeout. Full timeout. So a Texan timeout presented by Texan Restaurant at the intersections of Route 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Texan timeout. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. So we come out of a full Texan timeout. Now we're looking into the second quarter here. It's 19-7. Pungsey leads by 12. They were able to really build here in the second quarter. They've gone on a 9-2 run in the last 4 minutes and 7 seconds. And Bradford with a quick turnover. So Pungsey will inbound. 19-7. Greibel to Presloy. Cross court. Bounce pass back down low. Is that Poole? No, it's Hanley. Maeve Hanley. And she draws a foul by Benson. It's Benson's second, team third. Pungsey will inbound. They do so to Greibel. I think I've called her Greibel and Greibel both probably about five times. I believe it's Greibel. Here's a pass to her sister, the younger Greibel. They play a little catch, and Danielle, the sophomore, ends up with an assist from the freshman. Finishes for two, 21-7 now. And a little bit of a mishap. Pershini bringing up the ball for the Lady Owls, and Greibel trying to get the steal. They both go down to the ground. Goes out of bounds, but it stays Bradford ball. Benson gets the inbound now. Benson going to get it too close on the left side. Dixon on the elbow, give and go, but the pass goes out of bounds, and it'll be Pungsey ball. 3:02 left in the second now, and just too many turnovers to overcome, as we now have an 11-2 run. Now, this entire second quarter has been an 11-2 run. Presloyd passes into the corner, cross court now to Greibel. Greibel to Greibel for a three-pointer. It's long. And offensive board, Presloyd now will put up the three, and that's good. Chloe Presloyd scores her seventh point, all here in the second quarter. Here comes Schleicher, driving inside, almost loses it, trying to save the ball, and ends up giving it right to Greibel. And we've got a travel. So Greibel trying to feed Presloyd on a fast break, but she ends up traveling before she can get the pass off. So Dixon and Schleicher will come out for Taylor and, did I say 25? No, 15. For Taylor and Cleveland, Riley Cleveland and Mackenzie Taylor, along with Alana Benson. Riley close, shot is up, and it's long. Carly Pershini also still on the floor. Here comes Daniel Glut. Wow, Riley close just tracks down Danielle Greibel and swats it out of bounds, but gets a little too much contact and ends up with her first foul. Team fourth, and Greibel will go to the line for two. First shot is up and in for the older of the two Greibels. Still only a sophomore, though. Second shot is up, and that's in as well. Very clean free throw shooting for Danielle Greibel, and she puts him up by 19 now, 26-7, with 2:07 left in the first half. Riley Close gets over the half-court line. Splits the defenders, goes right down the middle, hands it off to Taylor, then to Benson. Benson's going to bring Presloyd back out and reset. It's a high screen by Close and then passes it off. Now a high screen by Taylor. Close puts the ball down and goes to the right. Give and go for Close. And it's good. So Close hits Cleveland on the give and go. Cleveland gives it right back, and she's got a nice layup, and it's 26-9 now. Here's Greibel looking, kicks it out to her younger sister, Samantha. And over to Presloyd for three off the mark. Almost cleaned up by Pungsey, but the second chance point misses. They get a third chance, though, on a second offensive rebound. And there's a foul on the floor. So loose ball foul on the second offensive rebound there. It's going to go against Pershini. Her first, team fifth. Inbound. Quick shot off the inbound is long. Griebel with the rebound. Takes a shot again. Kicked out. Griebel for three. Pump fakes. Goes inside, kicks it back out. Good ball movement here by the Lady Chucks. Now Presley drives baseline, tries a reverse layup. No good, gets her own board. Kicks it out. They travel around the perimeter. Swing, one more. Samantha Griebel, three-pointer, no good. And Cleveland will finally clear the ball and get the rebound. Inside a minute to go in the first half. Here comes Close. Gives it to Benson. Benson turns around. Goes center court. And brings it up. There's a switch on a screen there. So Close being guarded by Griebel. She's going to put the ball down and go. There's another switch. Now Benson is cutting. Benson gathers the ball. Layup is just off the mark. And Punksy's coming back down the other way. 14 seconds yet to go. Griebel with it. Passed inside. Kicked back out. 7 seconds. Griebel pump fake. Nice pass down low. Good defense to collapse in on that. Kicked out to Presloyd for a buzzer beater three, and it's just off the mark. So we have a score of 26-9. Punksy leads. Outscored Bradford 16-4 in that second quarter. So tough quarter for the Lady Owls. They're going to need to head into the locker room, regroup, try to come out with a plan of attack, cut down on those turnovers, and see if they can't stop some of these Punxsutawney playmakers. It is 26-9, end of the first half. We're going to take a quick break, tally up the stats, and we'll be back with a halftime show for Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
I was probably a little bit like you. There was a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines. I didn't know what to believe. And I tell you, everyone has an opinion. Some of my friends got vaccinated and some were against it. But I knew this was an important decision, so I went to somebody I already trusted, my doctor.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, but it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Lady Owls Halftime Show from the Owl's Nest. Bradford hosting Punxsutawney here tonight. And the Lady Chucks, a tough ball club. I mean, they've got 8 wins on the season, an 8-2 record, undefeated in division play. And a lot of blowout games. The Lady Owls obviously have had a tough season coming off the loss of Hannah Larry. How do you replace your 1,000-point scorer? And, you know, they've done a good job. They had a really nice overtime victory against Johnsonburg, I believe, before the break. Then they go on their winter break before Christmas, and they don't come back for, 3 weeks, I guess. They have 4 games postponed. They finally come back. They lose their first game back. Then they host Dubois here on Wednesday. Tough game. They end up losing that, and now here against Punxsie. And Punxsie is currently up 26-9 after the first half of play. Quick update from Punxsutawney, where the boys are tonight. Long road trip south for the boys to play against Punxsutawney. Last update I got from there is during the second quarter, at some point in the second quarter, not quite halftime yet, but at some point in the second quarter, it was Bradford 19, Punxsie 16. So a close one down in Punxsie, a little closer than the game we got here as of right now, 26-9. How exactly did it break down the way that it did? Well, we talked at length during pregame about Chloe Presloyd, who is a really all-around good basketball player. So just in their most recent game, listen to how well-rounded. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists, and 1 block. A great shooter. She can shoot from outside. She has a quick shot, so she sets up really fast. She's got good range. She can shoot from the 3. She can shoot from mid-range, and she can handle the ball as well. So a really nice, well-rounded player, and she's a junior, so she's going to do this again next year as well. And they have their true point guard, who is Danielle Griebel, but she's also a point scorer. She scored 12 points in that game on Wednesday as well. Funny enough, they both had 12 points in that game. They both currently have 7 points here in the first half. Presloyd has 7, and Griebel has 7 as well. And then we have Kirsten Riley with 6, Emily McMahon off the bench with 3, and Samantha Griebel off the bench with 3. So it's tough sledding. We got 3 bench players who have 12 points between the 3 of them at half, 12 of the 26. So a very efficient team here. A lot of contributors. They came out hot. Bradford actually played really well in that first quarter, defensively in that 2-3 zone, kind of kept it close for a while. There was a 1-point game at one point, I think 6-5, maybe 5-4, something. That was a 1-point game. Punxsutawney ends up pulling away a little bit and outscores Bradford 10-5 in that first quarter. Then we start the second quarter, and turnovers just become, I mean, just too much to overcome for Bradford. The turnovers are frequent. They're happening a lot, and there's just too many of them. They were getting some of them back. They were getting a lot of them back, actually. But it's just been a real problem here, especially in the second half. And it's really when Presloyd got going. She had all of her 7 points in the second quarter, and Griebel has 4 of her 7 in the second quarter. So Punxsie ends up outscoring the Lady Owls 16-4 in the second. That entire 8 minutes is a 16-4 run going into the locker room. That's how we have a halftime score of 26-9. For your Lady Owls top scorer so far, Alana Benson, As expected, I would assume for most she's been the leading scorer for just about every game, if not every. She's got 4 points on the night, 1 3-point field goal, and 1 free throw. She's 1 for 2 from the line. Then we have Riley Close and Kaylee Dixon, both with 2. Riley Close with a field goal and Kaylee Dixon with 2 from the line. And Mackenzie Taylor with 1. She is also 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So Lady Owls coming out of the locker room right now. A couple of them look pretty fired up. A couple of them look very stoic. Not necessarily, you know, out of it or anything like that, but, you know, very focused. It's like they're taking that whatever halftime conversation they had with Coach Richards, taking it very seriously. So about a minute to go before we start the third quarter. We'll take one more quick break and be back with the final two frames of action. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
All right, the third quarter is officially underway for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Kaylee Dixon starts it off with a three-pointer from the corner, and it's no good. Griebel with the rebound, feeds down low, and in transition, it's Kirsten Riley as she takes over as the leading scorer of the game with her 8th, and it's 28-9. Just 20 seconds into the third quarter. Hershini gets double-teamed. Ball is stolen. Griebel trying to stop the ball from getting out of bounds. And missed shot. Presloyd hits the floor on the rebound, but she kicks it out. Three-pointer's no good, and now Bradford has the rebound. So Alana Benson cleans up the glass there. It's going to feed Dixon on the left side. 7:10 left in the third quarter. 28-9. Hand off to Benson. Benson driving in left side. Layup is too strong. Now Punksy coming back down the other way. Feeds down low. Kick back out. Griebel for 3. And that's off the mark. Presloyd trying to get the rebound, but she's kind of bumped in the air by her own player. Ball pops up loose. Goes right to Kaylee Dixon. And now she feeds Riley Close on the outlet. Close will bring it up for Bradford. Close crossover on Presloyd. Nice move. Puts up a floater. No good. Gets her own rebound. It's stolen away by Presloyd. Presloyd coming back down left side. Looking down low. She'll stop. And set up. And here's Bradford back in the 2-3 zone. Presloyd up top. Trying to shift that zone from left to right. Now Griebel driving in. Tries to kick it back out to Presloyd and receives it right back. Presloyd will step up, pass it inside to the foul line, kicked out, three-pointer from the corner, short, and Schleicher trying to get the board. She's pushed, and it's going to be Bradford ball. So that foul will be on Riley, Kirsten Riley. Meanwhile, Mackenzie Taylor is going to come in for Pershini. Riley commits her first team first. Schleicher inbounds to Benson. Benson gives it right back. Schleicher will take over the middle as Bradford breaks through the trap. Schleicher to Close on the right. She tries to give it to Benson on the other side, and it's stolen. Kicked out to Presloyd. 3 from the left side. Short, and Dixon skies for the rebound. Outlet pass to Benson. Benson stops, puts the brakes on to let a defender go by without losing the ball. Riley Close sets up a high screen. Close receives the ball. We'll take a screen from Taylor. Come over to the other side. Picks up a dribble. Needs some help. Needs some help. And almost loses it. Gets her dribble back. Trying to feed Dixon down low. Wow. And Mackenzie Taylor comes up with it. The freshman gets the loose ball. Puts it up for 2. 17-point deficit for Bradford. 28-11. 5:08 left in the third quarter. And here's Presloyd with another 3. It's off the mark, but she's chasing her shot. Dixon's able to corral it before Presloyd can get there. Benson brings it up now for Bradford. Benson working on Danielle Griebel. Gives it to Dixon on the left side. Dixon driving in, loses the ball, is able to bring it back out. Now Benson cutting, gets the pass, tries to put up a left-handed shot, and it's blocked. Presloyd out in transition, passes down court, and layup's no good. Close with the rebound. Close, bringing it up. She's got help if she needs it. She's going to keep it, bring it up on Presloyd across half court. Crossover, drives left side, bounce pass to Dixon. Dixon puts up the shot. It bounces, hits rim, backboard rim, and somehow bounces out. Presloyd with the rebound. She'll bring it back up for Punksy. Bounce pass to Griebel on the right side corner. Griebel drives in, needs some help, gets it out. Presloyd gathers and passes over to the left side. Back across court, back down low, back kicked out. Head fake, and now Griebel driving. Right side, kicked out for a long two, I believe. And yeah, long two, and that's good for, good question, I believe Kirsten Riley again. Here comes Benson, finds close, head fake, drives inside, kicks it out to Dixon for three, and that's good. Kaylee Dixon puts up the tray, and it's a 16-point game, 30-14, with 3:20 left in the third quarter. There's a drive, and a long three is up and off the mark, but a rebound and a loose ball foul as Hanley collects the rebound and is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Schleicher, who really wasn't anywhere near the play, but she'll be called for her second. Team first. Presloyd gathers the inbound. Drive inside by Griebel, gives it to Presloyd. Presloyd comes from left, right to left, rather. Gives it back to Griebel on the right. Griebel looking, feeds the corner, gets it right back, now driving. Griebel takes a high screen, gives it to Presloyd. Driving, right side floater is good. Presloyd cuts through the middle, puts up a little floater, and finishes 32-14. With 2:45 left in the third, and we're going to take a tax-in timeout for Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of the tax-in timeout for Bradford Lady Owls basketball, Schleicher takes the inbound, and it's stolen by Punksy out to Griebel. A little five-footer is no good, and Pershini gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Close. Close dribbling left to right. Sets up a long two-pointer. It's off the mark. Too hard. And Punksy coming back down the other way. It's Riley. Caesar sees a streaking teammate in Avery Powell, and she scores for two. So 20-point lead now, 34-14, the largest of the night by Punksy. Here's Pershini for three. Nails it. Oh, a two. Boy, the longest two I've ever seen for Carly Pershini. Must have just had the toes on the line. Ref even had to double check. So 34-16. Nice shot. I mean, that throws a lot of people off when you shoot from, you know, you're either outside of the line or inside of it somewhere. You're rarely ever toes on it. And it can mess with your distance. Presloyd puts up another floater, this time from about 9 feet out. No good. And Schleicher with the rebound. But Pershini just let it fly and drilled it. Here's Presloyd with a steal. She's got a clear cut to the basket. Close is going to take her up on it, but Pershini ducks her with a pump fake and then puts one up on the left-hand side. Or Presloyd, rather. And Carly Pershini now comes away with a steal. So Presloyd, after the steal, has the fast break. Close is able to come up and get some defense on her, but is fooled by the pump fake. Presloyd gets the open three. Bradford coming back down the other way, and it's stolen by Punksy. 1:03 left in the third quarter. Baseline drive, kicked out, swing, three-pointer up, and that's good. A three from Emily McMahon. And now it's 39-16 with 50 seconds left in the third. Alana Benson brings up the ball for Bradford. Gives it to Dixon on the left side. Dixon head fake. Tries to give it back to Benson, but the defender's right there. Another turnover for Bradford. Griebel, right side, blocked by Dixon, and Kaylee will be called on the foul. So that's going to be Dixon's first, team second, and Griebel will shoot two from the line. First shot is up and good. Daniel Griebel with her first point here in the third quarter, trying to catch back up to some of the teammates now. Kirsten Riley has 10. Chloe Presloyd has 11. Griebel was stuck at 7 before that free throw. Now she's at 8, and now she's at 9. Sinks the second one as well. Shooters all over the place in red for the Punxsie Lady Chucks. Benson and Pershini, I believe, was coming up to set a screen for Benson, but they kind of just bump into each other, and Benson bounces it right off of her shoe. Goes into the backcourt, and they're called an over and back. So another Bradford turnover. 23.7 seconds left. Some sloppy ball. Some silly mistakes here for Bradford. Kicked out. Three-pointer up for Punxsie off the mark. Rebound goes to Presloyd somehow. She's just everywhere. Kicked out. Back to Presloyd. In the corner, driving baseline. Pass is stolen by Alana Benson. Benson chucks up one from almost three-quarter court as a buzzer beater. So on the mark, but well short. And we'll go into the fourth quarter with a score of 41-16, a 25-point lead for Punxsie, heading into the final 8 minutes of play. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. One fourth quarter to play. Lady Owls trail Punxsie 41-16, a 25-point lead for the Lady Chucks. And let's see, they've scored 10 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and 15 in the third. Just a tough offensive team. I did notice when going through some of their game log, a couple of games where they put up, close to 60 points. Going to be looking at close to that here tonight. Lady Owls with a lot of turnovers, and Punxsie just taking advantage of every little mistake right now. Here's the inbound. Bradford has possession to start the fourth. Benson working right in the center, directing traffic. Cleveland comes up to the elbow. Benson trying the a little give and go there, but it's overthrown, and another turnover. Benson steals it right back. Benson gets across half court. She's got a couple defenders trailing. And she'll draw the foul and go to the line for two. Nice job by Alana Benson. And that one was one of the classics. Lost the ball, got mad about it. So I decided I was just going to take it back. Benson sinks the first. And she'll shoot one more. Abby Schleicher will come to the bench. Right now it's Alana Benson. Sinks her second shot, by the way. So it's 41-18. Alana Benson, Kaylee Dixon. We've got Caden Stiles in the game. We've got Carly Pershini and Riley Cleveland. Here's a drive. Layup is too strong by Presloyd. Goes out of bounds, but it's out on Bradford, and they'll stay Punxsie ball. So Griebel will inbound. Presloyd going on the left side, has the layup. And Dixon has to foul to keep it from being too open of a look. But that's going to send Presloyd to the line for two. Dixon's second foul, team third. Presloyd so far hasn't been to the line yet. Wow. First shot is no good. So she'll take one more. Second shot for Chloe Press-Lloyd is in. So that brings us to 42-18, a 24-point game with 7:10 left in the fourth. Benson working left to right, calling for a screen. Pershini comes up, takes the handoff, and a reach-in foul on Danielle Griebel. So that's her third, team third. Dixon comes out to inbound, looking for Benson, and she has her. Benson, crossover, spin move, driving left side, puts up a tough shot. No good. It's out of bounds on Punksy. And inbound to Dixon. Back to Benson. Benson going to come back to the center. Out on top of the perimeter. Tries to throw it right past Griebel's head, but she's able to just pick it out of the air somehow. Kicked back out to Griebel for three. No good. Press-Lloyd with the rebound. Putback's no good. She gets her own rebound, but steps on the line as she tries to clear out. Tough competitor for Press-Lloyd. Schleicher re-enters the game. So that's going to send Stiles back to the bench. Schleicher will inbound to Benson. 6.5 minutes to go, 42-18. Benson brings up the ball. She's guarded by Griebel. Pershini's going to set a high screen, but before she gets there, Benson tries to pass to Dixon. It's tipped out of bounds by Punksy. So it'll stay Bradford ball, 42-18, 6:18 left to play. Pershini looking on the inbound. Give and go right on the inbound by Cleveland and Pershini, or by Schleicher. Little give and go off the inbound. Layup doesn't go. Pershini gets the board, misses that, and then the loose ball after the miss is a foul by Schleicher. And that's her third, team fourth. Pershini comes in trying to nab a steal, and instead she comes out with a foul. Her second, team fifth now. Inbound goes to Press-Lloyd. Just about 6 minutes to play. Press-Lloyd driving on the right side. Step back, comes back in, passes it down low, and is going to get credited with an assist to Amy Poole. Poole's first points of the game, assisted by Press-Lloyd, 44-18. 5:45 yet to play. Handed off to Pershini. Benson coming to get it back. Benson working on the left side, driving in, and it's no good. Cleveland gets the board, kicks it out to Schleicher. Dixon now looking, driving in is Dixon. Layup is good for Kaylee Dixon. Was looking for someone. Maybe she was watching for a cut, looking for something. Decided, I'll just take this one myself. Comes away with a nice finish. Ball goes out of bounds, but it'll stay Punksy ball. 44-20 to 5:19 left to play. Inbound pass. Griebel with it. Griebel working towards the center. And here's a pick and roll, but the play isn't there. So Griebel just reset up top. And Press-Lloyd on the left side. Press-Lloyd drives into the free throw line, kicks it back out. Punksy swinging. Two-pointer is up. Bounces out. Press-Lloyd with another rebound. She clears it out to the corner and gives it to McMahon. Back to Press-Lloyd, driving right side on Schleicher. Kicks it out. Head fake. Back to Press-Lloyd. She's got a little lane. Floater is no good. And Griebel will clear the rebound. Griebel driving right side. And that one's too strong. Boy, somehow the rebound is saved and Punksy has it still. Griebel to McMahon. Back to Griebel for two. It's long. And now Riley Cleveland gets the board. Finally, Bradford's able to stop and get a little offense of their own. As Schleicher brings up the ball, Press-Lloyd just has a good read and gets her hands on it and is able to create a jump ball, and that's going to be Lady Chuck's possession. So Griebel will bring it up for Punksy. 4 minutes left to go now. And a foul, I believe, is called. So the foul is called on Pershini. Here's the inbound to Riley. Riley to Griebel. Griebel driving. Kicked out to Presloyd for three off the mark. And Benson with the rebound. Benson almost has it stolen, but she's able to keep it. Benson gets across half court. Benson working towards the right side, coming back now to the middle and left. Benson gets a high screen from Schleicher. She passes it to Schleicher and then sets her a screen of her own. Now she'll take the handoff, spin around, coming back on the left. And it's going to be a foul on Dubois' Emily McMahon. A little too much contact there. Her first, team fourth. Riley Close enters the game. Inbound goes to Dixon. Back to Schleicher. Schleicher to Benson in the right corner. Benson going to take it to the foul line and bring it right back out. Hand it off to Close. Close working on the right side. Crossover. Goes, drives in, kicks it out to Cleveland. Cleveland looking, needs a little help. Trying to find Schleicher, but Presloyd steals it. Presloyd looking to go coast to coast here, and she does. Presloyd with a finish after the steal, and it's 46-20 with 2:55 left to go. Benson brings up the ball for Bradford. And lob pass to Dixon. Dixon sees a lane, tries to take it, but Presloyd with another steal. Presloyd looking, she has an open layup. And the finish, Presloyd. I mean, easily has another, I don't know, five steals, five rebounds. And that's going to be a tax-in timeout. 2.5 minutes to go. Punxsutawney leads 48-20. And we've got a tax-in timeout presented by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Bradford now entrenched in a tough battle against Punxsutawney. It's 48-20 with 2.5 minutes yet to go, coming out of a tax-in timeout. And, you know, I highlighted her and starred her and talked about her ad nauseum in pregame, but Chloe Presloyd is really kind of just taking over the game. And the longer this game goes, the more effective she's been. She had back-to-back steals for layups. And here's a push on Punxsy. And that's going to be against Emily Dobbins. So it's her second, team fifth. Dixon will inbound with 2:09 left to go. Benson trying to clear her defender. Can't really get anywhere, so Dixon's going to have to lob it over to Pershini, and she does. Pershini puts the ball down, drives inside, almost loses it, has it on the floor, and that's going to be a steal for Punxsy. Lady Chuck's coming down the other way. They finally now, 28-point lead, they have Presloyd out of the game. Here's a three-pointer. It's off the mark. And Riley Close gathers the rebound. Needs a little bit of help, though. She'll get it from Schleicher. Schleicher will bring it up. 1:40 left to go. Schleicher gets across half court. 1.5 minutes. Close takes the pass. Puts the ball down. Drives right side. Picks it up. Gives it to Benson. Benson now driving left side. Finger roll no good, but she's fouled. So Benson will go to the line for two. And try to cut into this lead a little bit. Let's see, that foul is going to be, that's also on Dobbins. So she picks up two quick ones, gets her third, team sixth. Shot is up and no good for Alana Benson. We'll get one more from the line. And the second shot is in. So 48-21, here's a pass down low, little cherry pick action. Pump fake layup is just a little weak and no good. Schleicher gets the rebound. Schleicher clears her defender and will bring it across half court. Bounce pass to Benson. Benson looking. Dixon's up on the elbow left side. Dixon will set her a screen. Pick and roll, but the pass is too strong, and it goes right into the hands of Dobbins. Dobbins bringing it back. Benson gets the steal. But a couple of Punxsie defenders will collapse in and force a jump ball. It'll stay Bradford possession, but flip that possession arrow back to Punxsie. Schleicher will inbound to Benson with 54 seconds to play. Still 48-21. One thing you can say about this Lady Owls team is they never stop playing no matter what the final score is. I mean, they play all four quarters every time. And just as I say that, there's a block by Riley Close, but no, she didn't get, no, that was a block by Riley Close and went out of bounds, and it's a Bradford ball. So, you know, just as I was saying, how much they keep playing from bell to bell, and Close comes away with a nice block. Here's a give and go from Close to Dixon, back to Close. Now Benson working underneath, and she draws another foul. So Lana Benson just in good position there. Riley Close does the give and go with Kaylee Dixon, and Close sees Benson, a really nice pass to feed Benson. She's a little undersized down low, but she draws the foul, and it's the fourth on Dobbins. Team seventh misses the first, does Benson, but she'll get one more, and it also puts Bradford into the bonus for the last 21 seconds here. Dobbins puts her in trouble of fouling out here. So Benson makes the second, 48-22, 21 seconds to play. Dobbins brings up the ball for the Lady Chucks. Dobbins over half court. Down to pass. One more, and that's to Samantha Griebel. Samantha Griebel driving in left side, kicks it out. Three-pointers up and short. Kaylee Dixon with another rebound, and that'll be the game. So it's a final score of 48-22. Tough one here for Bradford, but played a really strong team, a really good Punxsutawney team who improves to 9-2, 4-6-7, improves to 9-2 on the season. So Punxsie just rolling through their competition. Bradford with some nice takeaways, but really needs to work on they need to work on turning over the ball a whole lot less, and they need a little bit more offensive production, but they have some time to find it. Graduating seniors this year will be Riley Cleveland and Riley Close, and just about everybody else on the team will be back. We'll also be back. We're going to take a couple minutes of a break here, and then we'll tally up the stats and do a quick post-game recap. And we'll let you know the leading scores as well. Final score, Punxsie 48, Bradford 22. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Lady Owls postgame show here from the Owl's Nest, where Bradford just lost to the Punxsie Lady Chucks 48-22. Tough game for Bradford, but Punxsie is a very tough team. They improved with this win to 9-2 on the season, still undefeated in conference play, and just rolling through their competition. Had one particularly close game just on Wednesday night. We talked about it in pregame to St. Mary's. They only won by 3, 39-36, but they have a lot of games where they put up 50 plus points, almost 60 points, and a handful of blowouts to go along with it. Tonight wasn't quite that many, but they put up 48. So a good decent chunk here, 48-22. We'll cover it, break it down real quick by quarter. So Bradford actually played Punxsie pretty close in that first quarter. They were able to make a couple of buckets, a couple of three-pointers was the big difference. A couple of three-pointers for Punxsie, and they were able to jump out ahead 10-5 after the first 8 minutes. We go into the second quarter, turnovers became a real problem for Bradford, a real big problem, and this is when Chloe Presloyd came alive. We talked about Presloyd in the pregame. She's an excellent all-around basketball player. She's only a junior. She's only going to get better from here, but just very well-rounded. She can score. She can handle the ball, and she works down low. So she'll come in. She follows just about every shot she takes, even if they're outside in the perimeter. For a guard, she follows her shot a lot. So she'll shoot a three-pointer and run in, evade the defenders who any defender who should be boxing her out. She runs right around him and comes up and gets these rebounds. And she also has quick hands, so she'll come away with steals as well. So Chloe Presloyd starts to come alive in the second. That mixed with the turnovers and a, you know, very effective full court trap here now for Punxsutawney. They outscore Bradford 16-4 in the second quarter for a first half score of 26-9. That's the score we go into the locker rooms at halftime with, and it's a tough first half for Bradford. But they have some things working. We have a couple of Alana Benson with a three pointer at that point. You know, a lot of the points are coming from the free throw line, so you know it's an easy way to get points while the clock is stopped. So you have that on your mind. You know, we can come back, score points with the clock stopped, not take a lot of time off, and try to make this a comeback. In the third quarter, though, Punxsie proves that, you know, they were just going to keep right on doing it, keep right on pressuring and trying to force Bradford to make those mistakes and force those turnovers. They outscore Bradford 15-7 in the third quarter. And then we go into the fourth, and it's a little closer. This is when Presloyd finally came out of the game with about 3 minutes left. But they were outscored by one. So Punxsie finished with 7 points in the fourth and Bradford with six. So Bradford obviously fighting, battling, trying to come back. Alana Benson got sent to the line a few times in the fourth quarter. And Punxsie was just able to close it down. 48-22 is your final score. Presloyd finished with 16 points on the night. I mean, she is a very talented player. 16 points here tonight. Kirsten Riley finishes with 10. Danielle Griebel finishes with 9. Emily McMahon with 6. Samantha Griebel with 3. And Avery Powell and Amy Poole with 2 apiece as Punxsie improves to 9-2 on the season. For the Lady Owls, who now, I believe, dropped to, I had 1-9, but I also see 1-10. So it could be 1-10. But they fall here tonight. And let's see, leading scorer, Alana Benson with 8. She had 4 in the first half, 4 in the second half, and all 4 in the second half came from the free throw line. In fact, she only had 1 field goal. She had 1 3-point field goal and the rest were from the free throw line. Then we have Kaylee Dixon with 7. Then we have Mackenzie Taylor with 3, and we have Carly Pershini and Riley Close each with 2 for a total of 22 points. Now, last I heard update from Punxsie where the boys are tonight. The boys took a lead into halftime, had 23 points and a slight lead at halftime. But in the fourth quarter, Pungsey was leading at one point at least 39-24. So the boys only put up 1 point so far in the third quarter, in the second half, rather. It was 39-24, a 15-point lead for the Chucks down in Pungsey. So we'll have to see update tomorrow morning, maybe, on WESP Sports with the final score from there. Again, Pungsey tops the Lady Owls 48-22. Next up on WESB Sports, we will get back to the boys basketball on Wednesday. They'll be hosting Elk County Catholic. So the boys will be back here at the Owl's Nest hosting Elk County Catholic Wednesday, a 7:30 tip-off and a 7:20 pregame. Meanwhile, this weekend is NFL divisional round playoffs. So tomorrow we're going to have a doubleheader, Cincinnati at Tennessee Titans, the one seed in the AFC. We'll start at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and that will go into the San Francisco 49ers in Green Bay to take on the NFC one seed, the Packers. That should start at about 7:45. Then on Sunday, we'll have the first game, Los Angeles Rams at defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That game's going to start at 2:30, and then the Bills at Kansas City game will be at 5 o'clock pregame on our sister station, 100.1 The Hero. That is the home of the Bills over there. So 5 o'clock pregame, 6:30, I believe, 6:35 will be the kickoff for the Bills Chiefs game, a rematch of last year's AFC championship, to see if the Bills can move on into the AFC championship this year. So tomorrow, doubleheader starting at 4. And next up for the Owls is Wednesday at 7:20. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. I am Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.